It's the age-old question of which came first. I think I've got some insight for you.
Welcome to the podcast with your host, Craig T. Owens. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
I'll bet you thought I was going to ask the question about the chicken and the egg, but we're not going to wade into those waters today. But I do want to wade into some waters that might be equally as controversial. Which came first in hurt in the church? Was it the pastors or was it the parishioners? Was it the shepherd or was it the sheep? I think there's plenty of blame to go around on both sides, and I think both sides must do better for the sake of the body of Christ. Sometimes when people hear the title of my book, When Sheep Bite, they think to themselves, oh, I bet you that's going to be a book where pastors just bash on sheep for what they've done wrong. But that's not at all what I address in this book. In fact, the whole first section of the book, I call pastors to introspect. I call pastors to look at themselves and to first ask the question, what might they have done that caused a sheep to bite them in response? I recently had a chance to discuss this on the Iowa podcast with T.M. Moore and Rusty Rabin. Take a look at this.
Yeah, there's just no avoiding the fact that the lovely sheep of the Lord are sinners all, just as we are. And so they can sometimes be a little uncaring or inconsiderate in terms of how they talk to or talk about their pastors. And if this gets to be too big a problem, it's something that pastors are not really equipped to deal with very well. Resentments build up, divisions start to take place, and pretty soon the pastor's looking for another place to go and serve. But that's not really a way of escape. Now, you talked about this problem in your own life. You talked about how you have faced this, how you've had to go through a shepherd's hell, as it were. Is this coming out of your own experience? I get the sense that is.
My first pastorate was, I went into it with never expecting that kind of response. I grew up in a home where my parents really put the hospital in hospitality. So our home was a place where pastors frequently came to just sort of let down at the end of a day, a long ministry day. My mom and dad built, when they built a house, they refurnished their basement to be a complete apartment. And we had frequently traveling and itinerant evangelists and missionaries that stayed with us. And so that was my picture all along of like, hey, this is the way the body of Christ works. And we're all, people are helping these pastors and these missionaries and evangelists. And so then to be bitten and attacked the way that I was, it just took me totally by surprise. And then I began to talk to other people, and they had a similar experience, and you're like, oh, wait a minute. So mine wasn't unique. We apparently, a lot of people, like you said at the opening, not may have been bitten, but probably more than likely have been bitten. So yeah, it did come out of my personal experience.
And I think the benefit of this book really depends almost on the first book, Shepherding Leadership, that we have to see ourselves as shepherds, not just as preachers, not just as whatever. We have to be caring for people who can be sometimes difficult to care for and sometimes can be make it difficult for us to continue our ministry. Do you think ministers today are dealing with some sort of an identity crisis? Are they shepherds? Are they preachers? What are they? Do you think they need some clarity there, Craig?
I think like anything, there is a little bit of naivety with some people. They walk in and certainly that was my case. I'd been shielded a little bit from some of that. And I don't know that it's necessarily being taught to ministers in training. And my sense is that if it is, that a lot of times it's flipped around the other way. You as the shepherd, you couldn't possibly have made a mistake. It's all the sheep. I mean, because the sheep should know better. But then you look at a picture of like Psalm 23 and you're like, well, wait a minute, maybe the sheep don't know better because the shepherd has to tell them where the pastures are and where the water is and what path that they're supposed to walk in. And so maybe it isn't supposed to be that way. So I think that it is, that there's certainly enough to go around that shepherds need to be better prepared and equipped. And I think that the sheep need to be better prepared and equipped as well.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to CraigTOwens.com.